I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Wednesday. Wherever you are right now, I know you could need a moment of silence, a little bit of space to check in with how you're doing, perhaps the possibility to let go and clear out something that isn't of use to you in this moment. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So let's not waste any time, but let's settle right in. So finding a comfortable seat, the moment you arrive, you close your eyes. Let's take a few cleansing breaths here to begin. And when I say cleansing breaths, I want to open up to the possibility that each full breath you take has the potential to help you make space for something you are needing right now. And that each exhale has the possibility to help you clear out and release something that isn't helpful to you in this moment. So noticing inside, before we go to those breaths, what you're longing for right now, or just sensing something that you need. What is the energy or the quality or the feeling of something that could be really helpful to you in this moment? And then notice something you would like to clear out, something you would like to put down or give away, something that's present in your system right now that you would like to release. And perhaps that's a thought. Maybe you are being hard on yourself right now. You could release some of those judgmental thoughts about yourself. Maybe it's an issue you're dealing with you'd like to put down. Perhaps an emotion that's really hard to sit with. Anything you would like to clear out, just notice what that is. And then without trying to understand it with your logical mind, just holding the possibility open that every breath you take actually invites something new and releases something old. And we extend that further and wider than our breath, than the inhale and the exhale. And we settle into the knowing that we are powerful beings. And where our attention flows, energy goes. So So next time you inhale, I want you to take the deepest, fullest, longest breath in you have taken all day, inviting in something that you need. Inhale. Hold that breath for a moment. And now whatever it is you no longer want to hold on to, open your mouth and exhale to let that go. And take a moment just to dwell in that space. We'll do this a few times, connecting to that thing or feeling or energy or quality that is helpful to you in this moment. Long, full inhale in through the nose. Holding it in, and then remembering the thing you want to release and let go from your body. Open your mouth, let it go. And take a moment to just settle into the silence that opens up after a breath like that. And we'll do this one more time. Placing your hands to your heart. Whatever it is you need, inhale it in. Make the space. And whatever you don't, clear it out. Noticing now whatever is moving inside of you, anything that might have been stirred or shaken from within. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. And staying in this place of quiet that resides inside of you at all times. Holding the possibility of the fact that you actually have the ability to make space for the helpful things in life. To speak your longing out loud. To pray for what you want. To consciously define what actually serves you in this moment. And also to define and decide what isn't serving you. To get clear on what you want to put down, what you're too tired to carry around any longer. Every inhale, making space. Every exhale, letting go. Now, if it feels good to you to dwell in the silent space, maybe stay a little while longer. No rush, just stay the way you are, hands to heart, connecting to you. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.